fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Hi, Kim. How are you? Yeah, you live in Hawaii. You're looking great. And apparently you're part of The Apprentice way back a when with Donald Trump. Hour three of the Tim Meisberg program. Brian in today for Tim. Tim, I assume we'll be back tomorrow. He didn't. Yeah, he said you'll be in for Chris. So I'm assuming that he is in. Be that as it may, we can switch gears. We can keep on the topic of the cell phones in New Bedford schools if you are so inclined. But I had mentioned leading into the news about how crime seems to be picking up in the city of New Bedford. Not that any homicide is a nice homicide. But in this particular case, a woman has been charged with assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon, a shod foot, an unarmed robbery. Now, in this particular case, the victim, who was from New Bedford, actually, he was kicked and stomped over by Seabra Market, Rockdale Avenue area. And it seems that this fight, according to New Bedford authorities, this fight was over a blanket. Now, I know what you're thinking. Who could be fighting over a blanket to the point of kicking somebody in the head, stomping him, and then the guy dies? He bled out. He died. Who does that? Well, you know, I guess we should be happy and glad that we're not homeless, because maybe to a homeless person, a blanket is one of your very few belongings. And if you were to go back to where you've been staying and you found that your blanket was missing, you might want to go out and look for that particular blanket, because the nights, have you noticed, they're getting cooler? And I certainly notice when I come in to the city and I see the people wrapped up sleeping outside of the bus terminal, wrapped up in a blanket. So, her name is Nina Bus Nengo. She's from Manapoisett, or at least that's the last known address for her. She's being held without bail. Wow. I thought crime was coming down. That's what we hear. So you might be thinking, well, okay, that's one case. 21-year-old, this is from Standard Times. 21-year-old New Bedford man arraigned for murder during armed robbery of a chain necklace. Prosecutors say a 21-year-old New Bedford man shot murder victim Aaron Brito multiple times, removed his chain as he lay on the ground, then shot him again in the early morning of Sunday, August 4. Now, this is the early morning of the Sunday of the feast. So think of it more as in late Saturday night. And according to the district attorney's office, this guy, Brito, went to the feast with his son. They left the feast, stopped at a bar on Acushnet Avenue, and then all the gruesome stuff happened afterwards. A lot of the stuff was caught on video. So just a reminder, if you're thinking about doing something nefarious, there's video all around, so you might want to think twice. Be that as it may, it's at a particular point that this guy, Mr. Hollow, then takes a chain of jewelry from Mr. Brito, the victim, as he's on the ground suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Mr. Jallo shoots him again. And I think I read somewhere in this particular story that this guy has a few open cases, the defendant. The murder defendant had two open assault cases. One involved an allegation of assault and battery on a corrections officer, which he allegedly punched and kicked repeatedly. The second assault, the alleged assault, involves a security guard over at the mall. So I don't know this Jallo guy. I don't think I want to. But it begs the question, you know, at what particular point do you say, yeah, this is dangerous enough that we probably, a corrections officer? Now imagine being the corrections officer. Imagine being over at the jail. This guy beats you up. And then they let him out. They beat him up. I mean, what if you are police, or maybe it's different when it's police as opposed to a corrections officer. I tend to believe not. But imagine this. Corrections officers, you get beat up by one of your inmates, and I'm sure it's happened more than once. got the guy. You probably have it on camera, all that kind of stuff. He gets a day in court. It's an open case. And they let him out. You know, I've had people call before about, well, why do they, you know, always let these people out and they want to blame the court system? This might be a classic example. This might be exactly what you're talking about. Makes you wonder. But my guess is somewhere down the road, this guy, Mr. Jallo, probably has a pretty good attorney and says to the judge or the magistrate, he won't do it again, Your Honor. Or maybe he had a little too much alcohol, so he won't drink until the next hearing. But then there's another case. So one was against a corrections officer and the other one against a mall cop. Now, I said mall cop, and I know I said it in a joking manner, but still, it's somebody who gets paid to keep the peace, at least in a particular environment. And he's assaulting that person. So you, if not the first time, isn't the second time good enough? But apparently not. And so, as they say, the third's the charm. No idea why this guy, Jallo, wanted Brito's chain, but he took the chain. He shot him multiple times. And now, because the authorities let him out a third time, whether it's because his attorney did a great job. What we can see happened here is that the judge just bought into it. Couldn't have kept him locked up a little bit longer. Or maybe the judge didn't want to keep him locked up because he feared that another corrections officer might get stomped on or beaten up. There's a co-defendant, Ruben Lima, 18 years old, of New Bedford. He was arrested, arraigned earlier this week on an armed robbery charge. He is currently being held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing. Wow. So he's being held after this particular case. Doesn't say anything about his record. Of course, he's 18. Maybe everything else is all bundled up in his particular case. But this guy, Jallo, two open cases. As you listen to this, how does it make you feel? Do you think the system is working for you or against you? And later today, in fact, he might actually be on the ground and on his or in the air on his way to Arizona. Former President Donald Trump in Arizona today to talk about immigration. Ooh, welcome back, Brian. In 508-996-0500. We have been talking a couple of things. First of all, cell phones, banning cell phones in New Bedford schools when the students return next week at Nomandan and the Roosevelt schools. Students will have to put their cell phones in some type of pouch or lock box. And then at the end of school, they will get their phone. Over at New Bedford, and same thing is happening over at Global Learning Charter School. But at New Bedford High School, the approach is going to be let the students keep the phones. If they get caught using that phone during school time, the phones will then be put in a lockbox or one of those pouches. A caller earlier mentioned, you know, if you're going to do this to the students, you should do it to the teachers. And I would agree. I would think, though, that if you are a teacher and you're on break and you're in the break room, that might be an okay place to use the phone. Or if it's not, that's something that the teachers, you know, they make a decision on whether or not they will allow teachers to use it there. Just like, and here's something else that we can debate. I don't know. In my day, we had study hall. Now, we had study hall in a few places. So let's say it's fifth period study. You could do fifth period study in one of the designated classrooms that didn't have a class at that time. You knew where they were. And that would be a quiet place to go and study. If you chose to go to the cafeteria, then there was no promise that you were going to be able to study. I mean, kids got gathered. They might eat. They would joke around, throw paper airplane, you know, that kind of stuff. That could be an option also. But it sounds like at Normandin and over at the Roosevelt, they're not getting any type of option. I am curious as to your thoughts. 508-996-0500. The other thing that we just started talking about, crime in the city of New Bedford is, you know, there have been at least three homicides since the feast. And I'm wondering, are you worried? Is crime on an uptick in the city? Now, the mayor might say that crime is down. Homicides seem to be coming up. Or is it a summer thing? Is it because the weather's nice and people are out and just acting out? 508-996-0500. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Wanging.
Yes, sir. Hey, these cell phones, these remote controls that we carry around, I think this digital wireless electromagnetic frequency revolution is going to make the industrial revolution not as potent as this one was, because this is affecting people's behavior more on a personal level. It's also Elon Musk now is talking about introducing computer chips into people's brains that they're going to be able to control, like their TV volume, if they have a smart TV, just by thinking. They're claiming that they have this technology out there. That's basically what the cell phone is. It's your own little remote control. And we didn't have...
Sure, I mean, look, you can be out of the country and open up and close your garage door.
Yeah. And it's all through massive high-frequency EMF frequencies, and you're flooding the atmosphere with massive radiation. And I think that could be having an effect on the climate. Another town that I live in, that I know of, there's four 5G towers that got put up real quickly during the COVID insanity. And that's going to affect mankind in ways that I don't think we're going to be prepared for it. And you know, the FBI statistics claim that Massachusetts is the most violent state in all of New England, and it has the strictest gun laws. And recently, Massachusetts just passed a massive draconian bill that's unconstitutional. They added barrel shrouds, what they consider part of an assault weapon, which a barrel shroud is a covering on a barrel. So if you want to aim and touch the barrel when it gets hot, you won't burn your hands. But they don't care about the safety of gun owners. And it's absolutely ridiculous what's happening in Massachusetts. It's like freedom was born in Massachusetts. Now in the 21st century, Massachusetts is where freedom is going to die.
Well, maybe. The folks over at the Gun Owners Action League are actually thinking about putting a ballot question to let us make a decision about some of these gun laws, or at least one of them, one of the ones that was recently passed.
That's ridiculous. Remember the judge that let an illegal alien out the back door? You're saying the court system's like
Cambridge or Boston? Yeah, yeah.
She's back being a judge.
So
it's unreal.
Did you think that she was going to be fired?
I was hoping maybe, but I got to remember, it is Massachusetts, the beacon of communism.
But, you know, it's a federal judge. Because it was an immigration case, correct?
I'm not sure exactly, but she let him out the back door. He was wanted by two states because now there's a conflict. He's wanted in this state and that state. So the state's already, now he's wanted by two states. There's a conflict, and the feds could come in and grab him because he was wanted in two states. He was caught in Massachusetts, and now because there's a conflict in two states, the feds can roll in. But she let him out the back door.
Yeah, she. Oh, no, I'm not arguing that. But what do you think is going to happen? I mean, she let him out the back door. In most cases, if you or I did it, we'd be gone from whatever.
Yes,
she's a judge.
Not her.
She is
not
a judge.
Her.
What do you think is going to happen to her?
Nothing. She got suspended for like, I think maybe 8 hours or something.
Suspended with or without?
I'm not sure, but she's back being a judge.
Yeah, well.
There's absolutely no business being a judge.
Yeah.
But she's back being a judge in Massachusetts. The beacon of communism in the U.S.
The beacon of communism.
It's amazing. Commonwealth.
Yeah, the commie. Well, there are a lot of commonwealths out there. Pennsylvania's a commonwealth.
Massachusetts is the worst.
I you know what? I don't know that I want to measure. To me, both are bad.
You might get scared and start crying.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Peace.
All right. Later. Not gonna let it get me that bad. But when it comes to crime, when it comes to crime, maybe it's just a summer thing. I've noticed over the past several years that there does seem to be an uptick when the weather gets better. So maybe that's what's happening at this particular time. Maybe the people are getting their frustrations out because the warmer weather, and you know, you got a woman who's allegedly stomping on some guy's head over a blanket. Over a blanket. And she came in from outside the city. Who knows how long she's been here, but apparently her name is Nina Bus Nengo. She came in from Mattapoisett, or at least that's her last known address. And this other guy, I think his name is Stephen Oswald. Did I get that name correct? He apparently, during the time of the feast, he shot his victim several times, and at one particular time, while the victim was still alive, he removed his chain while the guy was still on the ground, and then he took his gun and shot the victim again. Some pretty violent stuff in a city that is lowering its crime. Donald Trump is going to be in Arizona today, close to the border, down in the, I was going to say the Tucson area, but not necessarily the Tucson area, but down along that southern border, talking about immigration. Now, maybe I'm missing it, and if I am, please fill me in. I have not noticed a lot of campaign rhetoric dealing with building a wall. Is it me not hearing it? Or is it the Trump campaign not talking about it? 508-996-0500. I don't think they're talking about it. And it begs the question, what could be Donald Trump's plan for immigration that doesn't include the wall? I know a lot of people were in favor of a wall before, but if there is no completion of the wall, how does at least the former plan work? It doesn't. It can't. As I've been told by numerous people, Trump's plan depended on that wall. I don't know if the votes are there to get a wall now, but he didn't need the votes last time. He pursued it. But now the question comes, where are you going to get the money? Because, folks may have fallen for it the first time when Donald Trump said that Mexico, well, that's not the only, that wasn't the only one, but in particular, Mexico paying for the wall. Can you imagine him trying that one again? And do you think the people, I'm not sure the people fell for it the first time, but he kept on repeating it and he went forward with it. But what I don't want, and what I'll push heavily against if it happens, if more of our rights start to be impinged because Donald Trump has a different way of trying to fight the immigration problem. You know, we don't want strong, I'm not going to speak for you. I don't want strong arm tactics. That's out of the question. You got to follow the Constitution. And I wonder how not only he, any president can make that work with all the people that we have in the United States right now. If all of those that are here in the country right now were declared illegal and told they had to leave, and then there's a deadline, let's say that deadline is September 1st, for the sake of conversation, September 1st, which is a Sunday. And they don't leave, and here we are, Friday, September 5th, or Friday, September 6th. How do you go about enforcing the policy of making them leave? Got to keep it constitutional. 508-996-0500. Hello.
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 The wall is still on his plan. I've heard him talk about it. I've, seen a couple of things regarding it. The wall is still on the plan. I don't think there's anything beyond it as far as physical barriers that's still there.
So where's the money going to come from this time then?
I have no idea. The current administration sold off whatever walls were about to be put up. So maybe they could ask Biden what to do. I don't know.
And what kind of answer are we going to get from Uncle Joe?
Yeah, well, he's on the beach in California.
Wouldn't you be?
Enjoying. Well, if I were him, I would have got out of office a while ago. But, how the egos run
yes.
in Washington.
Thank you for saying that. And I'm going to just kind of cap that part by saying this. Don't be surprised if he is out of office before November 5th.
Yeah, well, he may or may, you never know. If they feel desperate, maybe they'll invoke the 25th on him anyway, because they've gotten this far. I think it's very interesting. By the way, he's going to go to fund the wall, do the same thing. He'll declare an invasion and he'll use federal military funding, which is exactly what he did the last time. But anyway,
you're talking about Trump now.
Trump, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, that said, very interesting this week. He's going to be in Arizona, but RFK is also going to be in Arizona.
Yes.
And RFK is going to, from what I read and from what I hear from him and his campaign, that they're going to endorse Trump, and he's looking for a position in the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's been some interesting videos that the head of his campaign she did a podcast, and she looked like she was going to break into tears, but she said that they were looking for a fair shot in this election, and that the Democrats, not the Republicans, actually created a campaign about it was like 9 months, 10 months ago. They put a person in charge of basically trying to destroy the RFK campaign. And she said they went as far as they have a big budget. They've got they use Lawfare, tried to sue them. There still have many lawsuits that are being filed, tried to take them off of ballots, tried to take them out of run-ups in certain states. She said they went as far as planting DNC people in their campaign to create Lawfare situations and to try to mess things up from the inside. So, you know, they weren't really very much in Trump's camp, but they said that this current Democrat administration can't go forward because it's bad for the country. So
I have heard that, and I find it very... Well, I guess if RFK Jr. comes out and states these things, it'll be very interesting. Obviously, they have done their best to have the lawyers come up with these challenges for ballot access. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, because they've done it to Cornel West, they've done it to Jill Stein, and they try to do the same thing to Chase Oliver. I'm not surprised by any of that.
Huh? But actions always speak louder than words, right? I mean, you know someone in your life that you're like, oh, I wouldn't trust that person with money because he's dealt with them before and they've, you know, not been good with money, for instance. And it's like when you see that I'm not going to say Democrats because the people that vote aren't the issue. It's the leadership in the DNC, and you can name a bunch of people, Obama, whoever, Pelosi, whatever. But how they operate in our country, they're the first ones to talk about democracy at jeopardy, but they're the first ones to subvert democracy wherever they can and basically use any tool is okay to do. Winning at all costs. You can put your morality aside, your ethics aside, just, you know, good spirit, talk a good story at the convention, which is all PR anyway. But, you know, this RFK thing is a big deal because He was Perot tried this years ago, and Perot got on the ballot, and he was able to be in all the debates. Well, the Republicans and the Democrats changed the rules to make it very, very hard for an independent to actually get in the debates. Like libertarians, you're not going to see libertarians in debates because they're going to do everything they can to force them out. So.
Oh, believe me, I've been watching, and we still come in third place during the elections.
Right. Well, you know, it's very interesting, the dirty tricks that are going on, and you can always say there's Republican dirty tricks and Democrat, whatever, but this is at a new level because they're using, you know, they're not just operating within the guidelines of you know, an election. They're changing everything, and they're doing everything they can. I think that I don't think that they tried to kill Trump, but I think they set him up. I think they basically kept taking away, Secret Service to the point where they softened the ability to cover him, in Butler, PA. I mean, I can't go out and say they tried to kill him, but because they probably would have if they tried, but they certainly softened it up.
Maybe they did. I'm not going to go down that road because, quite frankly, I haven't explored it enough. But I will say this, since you brought it up, and I'm glad you both sides do play these games, because what we have learned, even going back to the 1968 campaign, how Nixon and Kissinger wasn't even in office. Nixon wasn't even in office. How they plotted with the North Koreans, the North Vietnamese,
right,
to make sure that there was no peace agreement at that particular time, which worked more in the favor of Nixon. You know, they promised a deal and then they reneged on any deal and they kept on bombing the hell out of North Vietnam. You know, things like that happen all the time. Look what happened in 1980 with the hostage situation in Iran, all set up by the administration that was coming in.
Well, it's happening today, even on a lower level. You've got you're going to be shocked, but I took a few hours in an independent network to watch these Palestinian protesters around the DNC, listen to what they had to say, listen to their platform. very, very few of the discussions were about the Palestinians. Most of the discussions were about Marxist ideas and communist ideas and F the United States, let's burn the flag. You know, and the funniest thing was, and you listen to people, and it was an independent network, they were just running, you know, the feed. And I was listening to this guy who was the leader, and he was like a 25-year-old white guy, completely covered up, even his eyeballs. You could only see his cheeks. He had glasses on, he had a hood on, he had a mask up over his nose. There's a guy you want to listen to. But I'm listening to him, and he's saying, you know, the imperialist Americans and imperialists in Europe. And I'm like thinking to myself, if you came to this country, you're an individual imperialist. Stay in the country that you want to defend and support. And then I have respect for that. But were you saying, well, all these imperialist Americans, it's like, okay, but you're an imperialist too. You came here to have a better life. And you're standing on a soapbox, you know, with all this freedom wrapped around you, screaming about imperialism, but you came here. So you're an individual imperialist. You know what I mean?
Got you. All of these things are staged.
Right.
They're all staged. Hey, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. 508-996-0500. Let's see. Oh, Chris comes up at the top, well, after the top of the hour news. Well, the wall is still in play. Okay. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go back a little bit. Tonight is the night that the Democrats put the big crown on to Kamala Harris, and she accepts the presidential nod and moves forward. I'm wondering why Donald Trump doesn't meet with RFK Jr., let's say this afternoon, and make their announcement, let's say at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, right before, well, obviously it's a few hours before, but before Kamala Harris makes her speech, or maybe there is that buffer zone that they don't try to interrupt the other party during their particular convention. I'm not quite sure, but it seems to me that there was some news that came out in regards to the Democrats during the Republican convention. I forgot, well, you know, all of the stuff moves so fast. I forgot exactly which one it was at that particular time, but there was something that happened on the Wednesday, let's say, or the Thursday of the Republican convention. 508-996-0500. The other story, and I'm interested to see how this plays out, because I'm listening to you about, you know, the cell phones never should have been allowed in the schools in the first place, all of that stuff. I won't disagree with that. But here's the thing. Whether school officials did it this way intentionally or accidentally, they were allowed into the school. I think at least at the high school level in the city of New Bedford, they're taking the correct approach, letting the students keep their phones, but if they're caught using them, then they will take them away, you know, during the school day, put them in a pouch, put them in a lockbox, whatever the case may be. Then at the end of the day, you get your phone back because you didn't follow the rules. So I can agree with that type of program. What bothers me here, now there is a so-called plan in place. What is the system, the school system, going to do to monitor this plan? In other words, it's easy to say, well, they should have done it in the first place, or of course it's going to work, but how do you know it's going to work? What are you gauging this by? So if it's academic data, I guess that means scores need to go up, grades need to go up? Where does behavior fall? Does behavior fall? Are you in the classroom? Are you acting out in the classroom? Because in my book, you can act out in a classroom with or without a cell phone. You can create havoc. You can throw a chair. You can do all kinds of things. Cell phone doesn't have anything to do with it. And you can't just say, well, the cell phone made me do it. So how do we monitor the behavior? How do we monitor the academics? And what if? This is a big one. What if you take the phones away and you don't get better behavior and or you don't get better academics? Then what are you going to do? What are you going to say? You're still going to keep the phones away because obviously that didn't work. So what will you do in that particular case? 508-996-0500. So Chris McCarthy is next, and I am now getting ready to go over to the chiropractor that Chris is going to be emceeing a function for dealing with Donald Trump. Getting ready to go see him. I don't even know the date. I know it's coming up in September. Chris will tell you more about that, along with, I'm sure, what's expected today, which should be a huge announcement, for, not only for Donald Trump, but for the...
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.